As any, then, I believe that's Irene.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner managed to talk Aunt Charity into going to a beauty shop to make herself look attractive to her amnesia victim husband, Grandpappy Spears. And so early this morning, Cedric drove her to the county seat for the beauty treatment. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Johnham Down store library. Abner's just entering.
You got back from lunch kind of early today, didn't you?
Yeah, Dogger, I sort of wished I hadn't even went home to eat now.
What's the matter? Did you have hash again?
No, but I made the mistake of telling Elizabeth that we sent Aunt Charity Spears into the county seat this morning to get that beauty treatment long.
Well, what do you mean, mistake?
Well, now, Elizabeth is bound and determined that I let her do the same thing.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I ought to have known better than to ever tell her. I wished I'd learned to keep my big mouth shut.
Well, she'd find out sooner or later anyways.
Well, I told her she didn't need to fix herself up because she wasn't trying to win me back like Aunt Charity's trying to do with Grandpants. She still had me. I told her that.
Well, that wasn't a very good argument, I wouldn't say.
No, I know it weren't now. She said, yeah, but don't remind her of it, she said.
Well, natural. You ought to cast a couple of compliments in her face.
Compliments?
Yeah, I told her you admired her just the way she was.
I done that, too, and that was just as bad. Fact, worse, I believe. She said, don't you want to have a pretty wife? And I said, no, I'd rather have one like you, Elizabeth.
Uh-oh.
And for some reason, that made her mad. And, well, I found the only way I could get out of it, I had to make a deal with her.
Make a deal with
it. Yeah, I told her if the beauty treatment gets Aunt Charity and Grandpap back together again, why then she could go in there and have one too and I'd pay for it.
Well, I think she'll get it then.
Huh?
I'm not sure it's going to work.
Well, of course, I hope it does, even if it will cost me money, and I hope them two get back together.
Yeah, I had a talk with Grandpap last night, and I believe I've got him just about talked into the idea of getting married and settling down.
You have? Well, good for you, Lum.
See, he's an awful lonesome feller now.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of he thinks he ain't got no relates nowhere in the whole world.
Yeah, feeling sorrowful for himself.
So, naturally, the idea of getting married sort of appeals to him.
Why, sure, sure it would. Well, when Aunt Charity get back from the county seat, I can't hardly wait to see how she looks.
Oh, well, she won't be back till supper time.
Supper time? What? Will it take them that long?
No, she wanted to stop in and visit some friends of hers in there for a while.
Oh.
Cedric's papa wanted him to go to the courthouse and pay their taxes.
Uh-huh. I believe there's a sea trunk warned Cedric to run some errand for him to. I heard him talking this morning out there on the porch.
Oh, yeah. Might not everybody in town. Half or six or I don't know how many people having him do some kind of a chore for him.
Yeah, I know. They just run him all over town. I heard him talking.
Well, nowadays, when a body makes a trip to the county seat, the whole community has to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Things ain't what they used to be. They sure ain't.
Of course, when you come right down to it, it ain't such a bad idea.
It ain't, huh?
Everybody helping one another out that way.
No.
Anybody going into the county seat, they always let it be known, and then different ones ride in. Back with them, they get acquainted that way.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Makes them more neighborly and friendly. And
oh, yeah, it's a good idea, ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. There comes Ulysses.
Ulysses. More like that, looking for somebody to paint his barn.
Hey, he got that barn painted yet.
That's all he does is try to find somebody to paint it. Of course, he can find fellas to paint it, but he won't pay the price.
Well, why don't he do it himself?
Well, you know Ulysses. He don't like to work any too well.
Well, howdy, Ulysses. Come on in.
Well, okay, Lon.
How are you today?
Oh, okay. You?
Oh, I reckon I'm okay.
I'm okay, too.
Everybody's okay, looks like.
Well, okay.
What can we do for you today, Ulysses?
Oh, not nothing, I don't reckon, Mom. I just dropped in to ask where the meeting's going to be tonight.
The Golden Era Discussion Club?
Yeah.
I see. I forgot all about that.
Me too.
You see, I had it at my place last week.
Well, I had it over at my place a week before.
Yeah, and I believe it was Cedric's before that. Looks like it's your turn again, Abner.
Yeah, it might be. And I can't tell you what kind of refreshments Elizabeth will fix up for us, old. Mad at me like she is and all.
Well, I sort of been thinking maybe we'd give up refreshments for the duration anyways.
Well, I believe we ought to give them up for the duration of tonight, Mom. As mad as she is, that woman might poison me for all I know. I wouldn't eat nothing she cooked today for no amount of money.
Well, that's what we'll do then. It's a good patriotic thing to do anyway, I think.
Why, sure it is.
Well, a meeting will be held at Abner's place then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll see you fellas tonight, then.
Yeah, good.
Say, Lom, who's that woman that Grandpappy Spears is barking at now?
Woman?
Yeah, I seen him sitting over on the porch at the Macmillan's place.
Oh, well, that's more likely just Miss Macmillan.
No, this weren't Miss Macmillan, Lom. It's some woman I never have saw before.
Well, I do know. I reckon who that could be.
Well, I don't know. I just sort of wondering myself. They's acting awful chummy, though. Look to me like they's both sitting there in a hammock, sort of casting sheep eyes at one another.
Hmm. You sure it weren't Mrs. Macmillan, though?
No, it weren't her, Lom. Looked like some city woman to me.
Granny.
Well, okay, I think I better get back over the place. I'll see you fellas tonight, then.
Yeah, see you tonight.
Yeah, so long, Ulysses.
Yeah, so long.
Who could that be?
Oh, no telling.
Now, Granny, Abner, I bound you I know who that is.
Huh?
You recollect that sister-in-law of Ms. Macmillan's is?
Sister-in-law?
Irene something another name was.
Well, I reckon it'd be Irene Macmillan if she's a sister-in-law, wouldn't it, Mom?
No, because she's been married and divorced and had a different name. What was her name?
Oh, wait a minute. Sure, yeah, I recollect her name. I don't recollect what her name was, but she come here for a visit once, so that must have been 8 or 9 years ago she was here.
Yeah, and don't you recollect how she made a big play for Ezra Seastrunk that time?
Yeah, old Ezra? Yeah, she had him running in circles.
Might not have got him in a lot of trouble with his woman.
Oh, he did. That coroner was going to separate him there for a while. Oh, she was awful mad at him. And Ezra never had nothing to do with it at all. That woman just kept sort of sparking at him. Old Ezra just turned red in the face and sat there.
Well, I always will think she was after his money because Ezra was about the richest man in town then, you know.
Yeah, well, of course.
He had nearly $800 right in the bank.
Yeah, he had money at one time. And it has to have been his money. Nobody ever take a second look at that Ezra Seastrunk for no other reason.
That's just about what's going on now.
Well, Lom, his grandpap ain't rich, Lom.
No, but you know him. He's more like a sitting over on the porch telling her he's a big rich executive from Toledo.
Yeah, I have just about.
Buster V. Davenport.
Wouldn't Miss Macmillan tell her difference? Oh, she knows that he ain't got a lot of money.
She more like ain't had a chance yet.
Oh.
Besides that, for all Miss Macmillan knows, grandpap might have some money.
Grandpap?
Well, she knows he was selling all that secondhand stuff here a while back.
Oh, yeah.
Spending his money like a rich man.
Aye, Dogus, that's right. He sure done that. Yeah.
Now, Granny, we got to break that up, Abner. That's all there are to it.
Well, now, that ain't going to be no easy job, Lon. Stubborn as that grandpap is, you know him.
Yeah, and that woman's a good looker, too.
Yes, she is.
At least she was 10 years ago.
Oh, pretty as a speck of pup, yes, she was.
Wish she hadn't come to town until after we got Aunt Charity and Grandpap back together.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have done such a good job of talking Grandpap into the idea of getting married last night, Lon.
Well, I was just setting everything. So when Aunt Charity gets back, why, he'd be all set for her with matrimony in his mind.
Yeah, well, it was a good idea if you just don't go too far with it. I don't know what we can do about it, Lum. We can't just sit here and let Grandpap get hitched up to that other woman, I don't
know. No, of course not. Gotta do something. I believe the best thing to do is call Grandpap and try to get him away from there before it's too late.
You mean call him over to Macmillan first?
Yeah. Well, what's their ring over there, you know?
Short and long and two shorts, I believe it is, yeah.
Short and long, yeah, I think that's it.
But I hope he ain't already pre-pool, sir, nothing like that. That grandpa, if he sets his mind to do something, he gets it dead in a hurry. Yes, sir, he sure does.
Hello, Ms. Macmillan? Is Grandpap there? I'd like to speak to him, please, Mom. Yes, Mom, I'll wait.
Is he still there, Mom?
Yeah, said he's out on the front porch. Guess Ulysses, you were right.
But I wonder how long him and her have been sitting there anyway.
Judging from what Ulysses said, at least an hour.
Oh, my goodness. No telling what he told her by this time.
Hello, is that you, Buster? So this is Lum Edwards. Yeah, listen, I don't know exactly how to tell you this, but there's some things you ought to know about that woman you met over there. Well, I can't tell you over the phone.
Tell him that she poisoned all her husband's lawn or something like that.
Well, the best thing for you to do is to get away from there as quick as you can and don't never see her again.
Yeah, that's a time.
Yes, sir. But I'll tell you all about it as soon as you get over here. All right, Buster. Goodbye. We just called in time.
We did, huh?
He was beginning to get interested in it. Didn't want to leave.
Oh, my goodness. Doggy, now that would be awful if he'd marry her, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Wouldn't do that.
Why, no. Oh, Aunt Charity, old...
Wonderful world.
Oh, well, howdy. Well, Cedric, Doggy, are you back already?
Yes, Mom, I see. I've been back for some time.
Well?
Got everything done in a hurry.
You must have.
Boy, you ought to see Aunt Charity now. Is she pretty? Boy.
I know it, Lum. We can take Grandpap right over to see her and get his mind off that other woman.
Yeah, whereabouts did you leave her, Cedric? Over to the house?
No, Mom. She wanted to go over and show herself off to Miss Macmillan.
Miss Macmillan?
Yes, Mom. I think she's still over there, too, sitting in a hammock with Grandpap.